to maybe see a chance to keep it going on the offensive rush if you can, but you have to make sure that if you're going to do it, you're not going to give up the odd man rush.
And I have to say, I really hope that Wheeler pulls out a goal before this game's over because he's had so many great chances. I feel like, you know, Tanner Houston's been Superman whenever Wheeler's had the puck there. He had that great, you know, the deke at the in the beginning of the period there. He got the backhand up, but great, great save by Houston, point blank. And another one, you know, a wrist shot straight from the middle of the slot there, and he got in the way of it. You know, these are just great scoring chances, and it feels like anyone else taking them, of course, it would go in, but, you know, it seems like he's had a rough night so far.
And let me tell you, man, we've got to see it all year. That kid can put on some moves,
oh, yeah.
Wheeler. There's a reason why he's got 16 goals on the year. That is one of them. There are times when he just comes out there. He's got two hat tricks already on the year. And again, I mean,
he had a first
period hat trick against Northern. The kid can find the back of the net. Just today, he's finding Houston his arch nemesis.
And we've talked about it before too, with Coach Chamberlain. He was one of the top scorers last year, and now we get this third period. I give it back to Oz.
All right, face-off one right there by Basul and then taken away by Robert Morris at center ice, and they send it back into their own zone for Ferruza to play off the boards to Frato. Frato takes that, lifts that one up through the northwestern zone as it goes behind Croft. Nolan back there, he touches it up. It gets checked off the puck, but quickly over to get it is Rubino. Rubino sends it back down, trying to hit Nolan just out of his reach. Richie gives chase, but Holden Martin's able to take it and send it out towards the blue line. And they're going to say that one didn't get cleared out, but as it gets knocked back in, finally Northwestern able to take it and send it back down to the Robert Morris zone. Robert Morris lifting that puck up through center ice. Lang gets it, takes it, banks it off the boards right by the referee, hits off a Frato stick, delayed offsides as Basul and Donnelly have to get back onside. Frato now has control of the puck at his blue line, steps over center ice, tries to skate around two Northwestern players, gets around the third, takes a shot on Croft. Croft hits that one with the stick and then covers it up with the glove for the save with 19:05 left to go. Still 3-0 in favor of Northwestern. Faceoff's going to be at the right wing dot in the Northwestern zone. So, Frato, again, the one guy on this team, well, I should say the one guy, him and Nolan, but they're the guys that got the speed and they're not afraid to shoot it. They're probably the ones getting majority of the shots here for this Robert Morris team.
And I'd have to agree with that from what we've seen so far. They are definitely the ones who've given the most offensive pressure from this Robert Morris team.
Face-off won by Robert Morris as they have control of it now by the right wing circle. Northwestern trying to come up and play that one, and then a backhanded pass goes over to the left wing boards. Playing that one off the boards up to McDonough, and then McDonough passes it to Mejia, who gives it right back, who sends it back over to Mejia. Mejia skates it into the zone, avoids one player, takes a shot, hits off the pad, and goes into the boards. Spangenberg steps up, has it. He sends in a shot. Mejia tips it in front, right over to McDonough. Mejia now battling there along the left wing side, gets knocked off the puck, and now here comes Robert Morris back the other way. Quick stick there by Spangenberg. Spangenberg has it. He's got McDonough to his right, goes over to McDonough, and a great play right there by Robert Morris. I'll get you the number in a second when I see it as they come skating out of the zone. Number 18 brings it up, puts on a fake shot, brings on a move, centering pass over, nobody home, and it gets knocked into the board. Spangenberg over there battling, knocks it out to Lunt, and that was Lunt that made the play. We'll talk about that at the next break. Robert Morris sends that one back in behind Croft. He touches it up. Rosetto has it now. He throws that one, gets knocked off a stick, and goes all the way down, and Houston plays that one. Houston sends that one back behind his net. Trying to put a move on, and Wheeler puts the check, but able to control it is Robert Morris, and now here they come out of the zone. Banks that one off the boards, trying to get it to himself, and then tries doing it again. He takes out Lang in the process. Was Ferruza, but I think we're going to get an off, or we're going to get offsides, or we're going to get a penalty here. No, it's going to be, oh, the puck went out of play. I was looking back to see what that hit was, and the puck got knocked out of play really quick. Coming down, that great play down in the Northwestern zone, in the Robert Morris zone, by Lunt. His back was to the play, but the pass from Spangenberg hit off of his skate and got deflected away. Otherwise, he would have had McDonough right there for the goal.
And that's something we talked about before, too, Adam, where what you want to do is you want to play the pass. You don't want to play the man who has the puck. To eliminate that pass, cut off part of the net, makes it a tough opportunity for whoever's trying to score.
Bradley brings in the zone, drop pass there to Gatone. Gatone has a left wing circle, sends it down low for Bradley. Bradley gets hit into the boards by Fredo, and then Gatone over there gets it back over to Bradley. Bradley sends it into the boards and was stolen away and sent up and out of the zone. I believe there was number 6, Ferruza, who sent it out. Faceoff's going to stay in the Robert Morris zone. And now Bradley getting talked to by the referees because little extracurricular plays after that. Whistle was blown between him and Fredo at first. And then he skated by the Robert Morris bench. And I'm sure giving him a little bit of lip about looking up at that scoreboard.
Oh, I thought he was just telling about how great their jerseys looked.
Face off at the left wing dot. Bill DeBergatone in there, loses that one back. Robin Morris flips that one up. That was Fredo. Sends it all the way down. Takes a funny hop on Claus, and he has to give chase. He gets it now behind Croft. Skates it around. Puts on a couple moves right there and then drops it off. Trying to get to Gatone, but stepping up was Rubino to knock it away. Clausen right there to get that one. He plays it up to Bradley. Bradley takes it, trying to go cross ice to Wheeler. Hits off one of the sticks, but it comes back over to number 23, who sends that one into the northwestern zone. And after he gets hit off of it, sends in a backhanded shot. Never quite made it into Croft. Here comes Northwestern back the other way. Gatone has it, drops it over to Bradley. Bradley with the shot gets deflected in the boards. Gatone tried to backhand that one over to Wheeler. Gets knocked away, and Robert Morris has control.
And that was one of those things where if Gatone is a righty, it's a goal.
Coming down with it is Richie. He takes it and wraps that one around the boards, trying to hit Nolan Spangenberg right there. And it's going to be Gatone who comes up with it. And Gatone loses the puck as he gets checked into the boards. But luckily, it falls right over to Zeev. And then Zeev gets taken out as he gets that one over to Wheeler. Wheeler between a couple guys takes a shot, gets deflected up into the netting. And I think we're going to get a penalty here against Robert Morris because as I corner of my eye, I thought I saw Croft skating over to the bench.
Yeah, Croft is skating to the bench. They called the trip there that happened on Zeev. Good call by the refs. Definitely a pretty blatant trip. It was one that probably could have gone either way because it didn't seem like it was a it wasn't a blatant trip. I said blatant. I mean it was obvious trip.
Yeah.
It wasn't blatant. It was just the stick was there and Zeev tripped over it.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It was kind of like Zeev took that maybe weak penalty earlier.
Right. Now he gets one or two. I don't like that, though.
I don't like it either, but I'm just saying it. When it's right in front of the ref like that, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Zeev wins that faceoff, and Spangenberg wraps that one around trying to hit Donnelly. It comes all the way out for Rosetto to play, and then he loses it. Robert Morris able to take that one and send it all the way down. Spangenberg gives chase to a cross, going to touch it up and leave it for him. Spangenberg has control in his own zone along the left wing boards. Goes cross ice with it over to Donnelly. Donnelly drops that one off, trying to hit Zeev just out of his reach. Lunt had it for a second, and then Donnelly steps up and sends it back down to the Robert Morris zone, where they take it and send it through the neutral ice, and then go cross ice with it down in the northwestern zone. Still a minute 30 left to go on the power play. Northwestern goes D to D right there, and that one takes a funny hop over Spangenberg's stick. Gatone right there to pass it back, though, to Spangenberg as he takes a hit. Spangenberg has it, brings it behind Croft, sends it up right now to Holden Martin. Martin has it, steps over center ice line, brings it into the zone, gets knocked around a little bit, but has control of it by the right wing circle, skates that one down, stops, overskated the puck a little bit, Fredo down there battling with it. Wheeler comes in, throws in a shot. That's going to be a penalty on Wheeler. That is for sure a shot to the head, and Fredo is down. Hopefully the young kid's all right. He's been playing a heck of a game. Wheeler came in, throws the elbow at him, and then Wheeler even acknowledged him as he went skating by the Robert Morris bench, kind of threw a hand up as almost to say, I'm sorry. I don't think he was aiming for that.
No,
Fredo just kind of turned into it, one of those unfortunate things, and Wheeler quickly over there to raise his hand to the bench and kind of say, sorry. I think he knew that what he did was wrong. But
yeah, he knew what he did was wrong. I mean, he was trying to deliver a hit to the body, but Fredo is, I believe it's Fredo, actually. It's F-R-A. Yeah, it's Fredo just had his head low, and sometimes that happens. It's unfortunate that it did, and he takes off the helmet now, and trainer Jim.
Yeah, he caught him with the bicep is what he. What I'm hearing is from behind me. But he's grabbing that neck, and he's kind of turning a little bit. But those are the shots that you worry about. Those are the shots right there. I guess the best example of that is when Matt Cook hit Savard from Boston with that elbow, and it just took Savard the whole year with that concussion. It was one of those hits. So it's good to see that Fredo's up. Looks like
they're going to throw out Sam Wheeler here, and I don't agree with that call. That I don't understand.
Looks like you're not going to get to see your goal, bud. Sorry about that. You know what, though? Here's the thing, though. I know you don't want to overreact in that situation, but as a referee, you don't want to lose control of the game. And because it was a shot to the head, it's almost like a boarding call. If you're going to board somebody or if you're going to give them a shot to the head, as a referee, you have to do it. I don't necessarily like it because I don't believe the intention was there, but you have to do it. I know it sucks, and I don't want to see a guy like Wheeler go, obviously. Great player, exciting player, big part of this team. But I think you have to do it as a referee. You have to.
I think you have to. You give him more than a minor, I think.
I think you have to do it just for the simple fact that, yeah, just because you don't want to lose control of this game. You don't. You know it's not intentional, but those are one of those things that if that guy's still out there, somebody can
you
take a run.
You don't want somebody to
Wheeler,
really retaliate.
And then
at
someone
him, right.
retaliates, and then now all of a sudden it turns into a war of retaliation, and that's not what you want to see. But, so as a referee, you grab the bull by the horns early, and you nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I just.
But I think that's how you control it.
I think there's better ways to keep control of a game than that. I think you give him the major on it, and you can still keep control of the game. Because you got to think about it this. Just because he's off the ice, that doesn't mean somebody's not going to retaliate.
No, I agree with and, you. I agree with you. And you can tell right now, you know, even Chambo is not too happy with that call. You could see he was a little huffing and puffing with the ref. But I think if you want to control the game, you have to make that call. Faceoff was won by Northwestern and knocked back out. Deep down in the Robert Morris zone, Donnelly tries to give chase between two Robert Morris players, but they're able to control it. Zach Evans has it now. He banks it off the boards, trying to get that one out to neutral ice. Goes between two Northwestern players. Mejia gives chase. Croft touched it up and knocked it away from Mejia. Robert Morris tried to throw the backhanded pass through there, and then a big hit right there. I believe that was on Gattone. It was, but Mejia right there able to flip that one up, and Bradley, maybe cherry-picking a little bit, able to get into the zone, touches it up over to Tone and a whistle.
I think they're going to call a penalty on Mejia is my guess is the only thing they could call.
No, it's Clausen going to the box.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why it's Clausen.
I didn't see the call.
It should have been on Mejia is who the call should have been on if they're calling what I think they were.